This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman in studio right now. I had to play that bite from UConn coach Dan Hurley yesterday.
What did he say there?
He was dropping F-bombs and telling the other team, I hope they don't blank you like the refs don't blank you like they blanked us. And I'm thinking to myself, he almost had a little bit of a mental breakdown in his post-game news conference. I mean, he screamed at one of his coaches on the sideline yesterday during the game. And, of course, they only lost by 2 points to Florida. And it kind of ended their attempt to have three championships in a row. And he was not handling it very well.
He also he cried after the game. He said that, it's as proud as he's been of a team because of everything that they faced this year. Not as good of a team, but they dealt with some injuries. They're the back-to-back national champions. It hurts to lose. I mean, it hurts to get knocked out of the tournament. And Dan Hurley, I actually like Dan Hurley's passion. I might not agree with some of the things he blurts out publicly, but, you know, then again, I covered Bob Knight. I mean, there's, you know, the stuff happens when you're passionate about what you do. Hurley is a complicated person. He's dealt with and has been very public about some of his mental health issues that he's gone through.
Huh.
And some of the things he's tried to overcome. He's overcome some depression and back when he was in college, some, you know, alcohol abuse, and he's gone through a lot. So there was a really long, I watched a 2-hour interview with him before I did a UConn game earlier this year on national radio with Grant Bensinger, and a St. Louis guy who does a lot of those in-depth interviews. And it was really eye-opening about Hurley. So, I don't know, maybe I think about Hurley differently than most, where I kind of understand now his backstory. But, you know, he shoots his mouth off a lot. I mean, he had a game today where you could read his lips, and he said, you know, I'm the best bleeping coach in this sport. He was yelling that to an official.
Yeah, to an official.
You know, it happens. I mean, it happens. He. That's just how he's wired.
I mean, And then he said this near the end of the news conference after saying he needed to work on his ego. This is what he said.
You should only be ringing stock market bells and throwing out first pitches when you win the major championship. So, you know, I won't have to do things like that. I'll be able to just kind of, you know, focus on the upcoming season.
He was the whole time he was like rubbing his face, and he just looked like, I mean, he was emotionally through the ringer. I almost felt bad for the guy.
This guy cares. He definitely cares about his players and about his program. I don't know.
But it's not like he's
going to get
fired.
You know what we got this year?
No, he's fine.
Because other coaches got fired.
You know what we got this year at Kentucky? We got the Tom Ackerman of college coaching. Mark Pope,
love him,
is the most positive coach I've heard from in a long time. And don't say that just as a Kentucky fan. He will bend over backwards in every interview he does to only praised the players and talked about the players in the program, and it's never about him. And I think he's handled that beautifully so far.
Great hire for Kentucky in that, you know, he's a former Wildcat and he understands the fan base and the high expectations, and he has done a marvelous job. I actually thought that Illinois would give him a better game and maybe beat them. It was a pretty good game.
It was a good game.
But Illinois falls short against Kentucky, and Kentucky moves on to the Sweet 16, now plays Tennessee. You can win that. I mean, you know,
we beat them twice this year.
Yeah, you can win that. It's hard to beat
the same team three times.
We know that.
Do I remember correctly that you had St. John's going all the way?
I did. I wasn't the only one. I mean, I was blown away by how bad St. John's was in that game. Mm-hmm. And I look, all credit to Arkansas, and John Calipari had them ready to go. But, man, St. John's was so lost that R.J. Lewis, their best player, the Big East player of the year, didn't play the last 5 minutes. Patino didn't play him. Benched him. His best player. Because he couldn't make a shot. Now, that's Rick Pitino for you. If you don't play his way, and if he doesn't think that you're in the game, you're gone no matter what your name is.
Yeah.
So he did it. And that's how bad St. John's was. They were a complete disaster in that game against Arkansas. Arkansas now moves on to play Texas Tech in the Sweet 16. And Rick Pitino's run comes to an end, at least for now.
The last time Pitino beat Calipari in the NCAA tournament, Mark Pope was playing for him and hit a couple of the key free throws at the end of the game to defeat, I think it was UMass?
Yeah, Cal owns him, man.
Yeah.
Cal owns him. So, Pitino's had a pretty good run back from everything that happened in Louisville to take some time away and then go to Iona and then get the job at St. John's and kind of complain about where St. John's was and to get them back into being a two seed. He's done a really nice job. I thought that they were different than everybody else, and everything that they did in that game went against who they are. Mm-hmm. I mean, they couldn't rebound. They couldn't get a big shot to go down. They couldn't defend like they usually do. And Arkansas, maybe just a different kind of team. You know, Arkansas is finally healthy. A big, long, athletic, can grab rebounds, you know, throw down dunks, and they got it done. The best team still standing, that's kind of up in the air. I mean, Florida beat UConn, but had to beat them by two. Auburn is still the number one overall seed. They look pretty good. I think Duke looks really good right now. Yeah. All the ones are still in it. But, you know, it's
St. John, so my bracket's been busted for a while. I had Mizzou winning.
Yeah. And, I didn't even fill out a bracket last year. It was much more enjoyable.
Did you do one this year?
I did with my daughter.
All right,
with
all
my
right.
daughter. I filled it out for her. So St. John's is out. But we did go 37-9 in the first 48 games. That's pretty
good. That's pretty good.
I think we're pretty good. So I think we're still in decent shape, although a couple of my final four teams have been bounced.
Yeah. A lot of people, for that matter. Yeah. Let's talk about Blues for just a minute.
Man, they look amazing.
They do, don't
they?
They
look amazing. Winning streak.
Are we seeing a resurgence of 2019? Is this the same situation happening again? A new coach? The team is playing great. Young players are playing great. The veterans are playing great. This Blues team looks unbelievable. They've won six in a row. Since the Four Nations face-off, they're 12-2-2. They have not only a four-point lead for the second wild card, they're 4 points out of the top wild card. They could easily chase down Minnesota at this point and put themselves in a great position. I think it's very exciting. And why is this happening? Because of Jim Montgomery. He is a fantastic coach who has gotten them to play a hard offensive game. All four of their lines play extremely tough on offense, and they don't allow you much breathing room. And I think they're a special group. I think Joel Hofer is a great backup to Jordan Bennington. I think that Justin Falk, although he's made a couple of bad plays, overall has been great with Colton Parayko hurt. If Parayko comes back and is what he was, this team will be tough to knock off. Momentum's an amazing thing. Confidence is an amazing thing in sports, and especially hockey. And I'm super excited about this team right now. I am all in on the Blues right now.
And Carl Middleman gets a bird's eye view for every game.
Every game.
Home game.
Yeah.
Yeah, game tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
How are we feeling about Thursday? So they're playing the Twins, right? And I know people going into the season, I feel like their expectations are not very high for the Cardinals. So anything beyond what was last season, I feel like you could chalk it up to a win.
You know, the Cardinals fans are the best, and no offense to anybody else, but the Cardinals fans have been around for a long time, and they are very smart, and they can see it a mile away, and they didn't think that the communication was good about what they're trying to do with this team. They thought that this quote-unquote reset should have happened earlier, and that the Cardinals should have gotten younger and should have been more aggressive with it a while ago.
Right.
That said, the Cardinals did make a significant move yesterday when they named Victor Scott II their center fielder. Victor is very exciting. He's the best. Thank you. He was the best player in spring training this past several weeks in Jupiter. He was awesome. Great power, great speed. He's fun. He's exciting, and it will put some energy into the team, and I think that's a move they had to make. Victor was not only the people's choice at center field, but secretly behind the scenes, that's the Cardinals really wanted this to happen. They liked what Victor could do, and they were going to wait till the very end to make sure that he was the guy, that he stayed healthy so they could make this announcement. I understand Cardinals fans and why they're upset. The Cardinals are an 11-time world champion. You know, this isn't, we're not talking about the Seattle Mariners here. Like, we're talking about the Cardinals have won 11 World Series. They are National League royalty, and fans are tired of it. I mean, they're tired of sitting there watching them finish in third and fourth place. They want them to be great. It's going to be tough because I don't see a team right now that's going to go to the World Series. But I see a team in 2 or 3 years, if they can continue to develop young players, is going to be dynamite under Hein Bloom. It's just that they stepped on their, you know, own feet here trying to get this thing back, and now they're in like no man's land.
Yeah.
They have a team that's good but not great. They have a young team that's developing but not really the runway that they wanted to give all the guys because they didn't trade Arenado. They're sort of caught in between, which is a bad place to be in baseball. You really want to be either going for it all the way or retooling your development system. They're sort of in the middle. That said, I do think there's an entertainment aspect to this game. I think it's going to be a good season for them. Not great. Maybe they surprise me and some guys just catch fire. If they stay healthy, anything can happen. I think that it's, you know, a bunch of hungry players, though. Being around the players, I can tell you that they're not listening to any of that.
Good.
They all want to be great. So
sure they do.
We'll see how it all turns out.
Well, good deal. And we'll talk to you opening day morning, I guess, right?
I will Thursday be there morning? Opening day morning. I'm going to be not on with you. I will be doing a breakfast with Vince Coleman from 8 to 10:30. So, I'll join you before that.
Okay.
What will be 6:35 on Thursday?
We can make that work.
Yes. Man, what a great time here. I mean, I just love coming in here talking sports. There's so, I mean, can we just keep going? I mean, you got hoops. What do we talk about? Hockey, baseball. It is the best time of year for sports. I think March is the best month.
I think you're
question.
Right. Yeah.
I'm fired up.
City That's allowed good. Their first goal.
They did. They did, Carl. Carl, I'm gonna end this on a positive.
Good.
City has a backup goalkeeper in Ben Lunt, who is playing out of his mind right now. So with Roman Berkey injured, at least they have a guy who is saving them from, you know, any sort of problems. They just need to figure out how to score some goals. But, man, Berkey's backup, Lunt, is really good. So they've discovered something here through an injury. And they get to play in their home stadium this Sunday, and it'll be rocking and all that stuff. Everybody will forget about the loss to Philadelphia, who was to their former coach, by the way, Bradley right. Carnell.
Oh, right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. Anyway,
appreciate it, brother.
Enjoy breakfast on Thursday.
Thank you. And cocktails and all that good stuff with Vince Coleman. We'll tell some stories. Oh, yeah. We'll be. It's opening day. Is there anything better than a ball game? I mean, really.
And we should have nice
weather,
right?
It'll be fun to see them, even if.
Well,
I know storms later, but I thought that maybe.
We're hoping we can dodge that.
Through.
Yeah, the weather's going to be awesome today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Friday. Mm-hmm. Thursday, I saw a little rain in there. We'll see.
We'll see. Okay, we'll be positive. All
That's
right,
why
Tom.
They have the backup day on Friday, just in case.
Just in case.
You know what? Good point.
Thank you. Positive,
it's gonna
Tom.
Be, yeah, love that. And it's going to be 80 degrees and sunny on Friday.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Thanks, See you, Tom.
Thank you.
Yep.
Go Hoosiers.
What? You just had to get that in, didn't
yeah.
you?
All right, bye, everybody.
It's like what Mark would
he
do
meant
for
to
his
say, go Cats,
Kentucky
I think,
Wildcats.
No, he did not.
It's muffled there.
Go Mizzou yeah. Tigers.
All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned.